Bill Otterson, a lawyer in Martin County, was a teenager during the early years of the war. His late father was a member of the St. Lucie River Yacht Club. When a hurricane destroyed the club's riverfront building, the organization took a new path.
It ended up being a poker game, Wednesdays and Saturday nights, one of the back offices in my dad's building. He happened to be a prosecuting attorney at the time, but that was overlooked. If I had my grades up and my studies done, my dad would take me to the games. My mother did not like that at all. I was the banker. You give me $5, and I could give you, the $10 stack of chips. So you bet a quarter, you're only betting 12 and a half cents. But at the end of this evening, I would then cash your chips in the same way. Anyway, I was up there one night. All of a sudden, the building shook.
Where was the building?
It's right next door across the alley from Triangle Bar. My dad saw him and said, uh-oh, another drunk just backed into the building. Billy, go down and look. I did, came back, and I said, nobody has hit the building, but people are out on the sidewalks looking. The next morning, we found out that the first torpedo missed the freighter, hit the reef, and that's what shook most of the county. The second torpedo sunk the boat.
This was a German torpedo from a U-boat, obviously.
Yes, it was. That was one of the very, very early torpedoes off of the East Coast.
It disrupted the poker game for a minute. Did it end the poker game?
No, but it was enough that some of the chips did fall. So you can imagine the explosive power of one of those things when it hits a ship.
And that was, what, 10 miles away? Something like that?
13 to 15, probably. A number of the crew spent the night, thanks to the Jupiter Island residents, because they came ashore, of course, right there. The next morning, four of us wham out to the ship. We're all fish, living here in Stuart, Martin County when we were young. They ordered us back because they were throwing out food and there were sharks in the water.
You swam out to this freighter that had sunk?
Yeah, oh yeah. Anyway, they chased us off and the next day I had a canoe, so we went back in the canoe.
Did you get out there all the way?
Yeah, we could see the somewhat large torn hole in the hull. It was impressive.
Was it an American freighter, American-registered freighter?
I cannot tell you that.
What was it carrying?
Mostly food and just clothing. They threw off box after box after box of underwear and shoes and stuff. Watching them throw stuff off was an experience.
I bet everybody in town was on the beach, too, watching
it. A lot of them were. Never happened before.
Were there a lot of officials around, Army? Or?
No, not that I remembered. It was not a military boat. It was a freighter. Just carrying cargo.
But that showed how close the Germans were to our shores.
Yes. At one time, Hank, we could see four or five plumes of smoke.
At the same time?
Yeah. Because they'd burn for a few days, or you could maybe see a mast. There was quite a bit of action.
Bill Otterson lives in Palm City. Germany launched the U-boat campaign in 1942 to wage war on trade in the Atlantic, Caribbean, and Gulf of Mexico. It began within weeks of Pearl Harbor. German authorities believed Atlantic shipping would be vulnerable because the U.S. would be paying much more attention to the Pacific. During the eight-month campaign, the Germans sank more than 600 ships and lost just 22 U-boats. Be sure to listen to Flora Days online. Just go to WQCS.org and click on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.